Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. So yesterday, as I was watching the proceedings, I'm thinking, what will I say on the radio tomorrow? Then I thought, what will Tony say? What will Buzzy Beamer say? And then it came to me. They'll all say, I wish Ken were here so we could hear what Ken has to say. And sure enough, here he is, our Supreme Court expert, Ken Hamilton. Hello, Ken.
Court is now in order. Will you please all rise?
I'd love to be able to. Thank you.
Come the judge. Come the judge.
There's a little blue pill for that. I'm hearing an echo here.
Thank you very much. Have you been following the proceedings? I hope you say yes, because if you don't, we'll be singing and dancing.
Now, you know, you can't follow them. I read about them, but I can't watch them on television.
None? You didn't see it at all?
Well, I'm moving things around because my office is in my living room,
okay.
And it was set up wrongly, and so I have disconnected the television and everything.
Oh, really?
For the whole day, and it's going to be like that for probably two or three more days.
Wow. So what have you read about them or heard about them?
Washington Post, New York Times.
Oh, you are an informed guy.
You know, but the thing of it is that the information, all of these papers say the same thing. It's still stupid.
Yeah. Why are they wasting their time? We know what the outcome is.
I'm glad you said time, because one woman came up to me and she says it's a waste of money. I says, you can't waste money because money only have imputed value. I says, they're going to spend it on somebody else who's going to spend it on somebody else, which means an economy is how often the dollars circulate in a small area.
But
it's the time, because money is time and time is money, and they're wasting the time.
Yeah, and if money is spent on a fool's errand, you're wasting it. Thank you. I call for dismissal, ladies and gentlemen of the vote.
Bailiff, take this man out of the court.
Mr. Hamilton, Ken Hamilton votes yes. All right. So the bottom line is, it seems like a waste of time, fortune, and everything else. But I don't know if this is good or bad. I said yesterday, I think it's good because we get a chance to see how our leaders, alleged leaders, work. It's bad because impeachment's bad by its very nature. It's a negative thing. You don't impeach somebody unless they've done something wrong. But in this case, we got two articles of impeachment. Neither one of them rise up to the level of high crimes and misdemeanor. Why are we here?
Well, you know, and that thing, high crimes and misdemeanors, what happened is that, you know, the lawmakers always use marijuana before they legalize it, which is the reason why they wanted to legalize it. When they did this thing, they were high committing a crime.
Okay. I think, did you have anything to smoke before you came in here?
I wish, but I'll tell you something. It's been 40 years since I've had drugs, alcohol, or tobacco, and nobody can tell.
Okay. You mean you're always like this?
I'm always like this.
All right. From what you've been reading, one of the things that I've been reading, we'll go in bits and pieces, is that there is some conversation about one side wants Biden on the stand. The other side wants Bolton on the stand. And they're thinking of, okay, if you give me Biden, we'll give you Bolton. Now, my opinion is that if the president would agree to that, only if he's absolutely sure that Bolton is not going to say anything that's going to prolong the proceedings or throw a monkey wrench into it.
Well, that'll be a good trade, because you really should hear from Biden. Here's my take. I wrote the column, but somehow I didn't save it in the computer. But what I wrote was that is, if Toni Morrison said that Bill Clinton was the first black president based upon his Arkansas Southern culture,
right,
and then others say that Barack Obama, who is biracial and not black, his skin color is black, but his culture is white. And I'm saying to these people, name one brother, even if you have to make it up in your mind, who was born and raised in Hawaii, raised by two white Irish grandparents, went to private schools all of his life, and smoked Marlboro cigarettes. Name me another brother just like that, and then you could tell me that Barack Obama's culture is black. They say he's the first black president. But if you want to go by criminal indictment and the unfairness of the justice system, it would make Donald Trump the first black president, because he is being accused of doing what they did, the Democrats, Biden. He's being accused of doing it. And nobody's saying in that pack anything about Biden. And, you know, African-Americans go through this crap all of the time. You go to court for doing exactly the same thing that a white person was doing, but you get prosecuted for it while they're still celebrating the guy that's doing it.
What I'm seeing, too, is at least in two instances where people have said that this president, when they're going over his accomplishments, has done more for blacks than Obama did. And if you think about it, with the unemployment rate and full employment and all that sort of thing, that would be true.
Well, you know, it's a combination of both of them, because I've long said that the outgoing administration always names their successor by what they did and what they don't do. And we cannot give Trump all of the credit for what he's getting done in this administration without recognizing that the table was set in the previous administration.
But remember, a lot that he's getting done in this administration was the accomplishment was undoing what had been done in the previous one, like NAFTA and things like that.
Oh, and that's a lot of it. There's no question.
Regulations.
About it.
That's
an awful lot of it. But one of the things, and this is one of the things, again, that I have long said, you know, I joined the Republican Party 38 years ago, I think it was. I'm a registered Democrat, but, you know, I'm conservative, is that when you have someone in Washington promising you that they're going to do everything for you, there's a tendency that you sit down at the table and wait to be served. When the Republican comes in and says, you're going to have to get off of your butt and do these things yourself, that's what happens, is many of the people who were chronically unemployed saying, hey, the gravy train's over, let me go find a job. You know, when I ran for state senate in 1996, Buffalo, Grand Island, Niagara Falls, in the third ward of the city of Tonawanda, I had to go to the Buffalo News for an endorsement, and I came within a hair's breadth of getting it. If you read the non-endorsement, you would have thought that was the endorsement. And if you read what they said about my opponent, you would have thought that that was where they're saying we don't want this guy, but they flipped it in the end. The thing that hooked the Buffalo News is that it was the African-American population. I'm African-American, fellas. If you don't see me, you know, I am a very tall, good-looking,
and
handsome
really,
black guy.
Really good-looking.
Absolutely.
Extremely. Harry Belafonte, step aside.
Yeah. And so what I had said to differentiate me between my opponent and myself is that my opponent can go into the African-American community and tell them what government can and should be doing for them. I says, I can go and tell them the same thing. I can also tell them what government can't do for you and should not be doing. Furthermore, I could tell them what we need to be doing for ourselves. And I think that was the tipping point where they said that we wish you would stay in the race, you know, in politics, but we're going to endorse Anthony.
Not
at
this time
point.
Around.
Right. Yeah. And so the message has been transmitted. The conditions are right. Trump is the right person at the right time, and I hope that he's reelected, because to keep this thing going.
Sure.
However, I got a suspicion that after he leaves, we'll get back to a Democratic
president. Yeah, I've been thinking about that already. If he gets reelected, what happens after that? We'll be back. If you have any questions of Ken Hamilton or moi, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. How do you like it so far is the overall question regarding the impeachment hearings. Day number two coming up today. And the impeachment number two is just waiting around the corner. Maxine Waters was saying, well, if it doesn't work out this time, we're going to continue investigating him. That's what she said, blatantly, implying that there will be another impeachment, and if that doesn't work, another one after that. There's got to be a way to stop it. You know there is a way. It's called the election. Do not give them the majority in the House. Don't give them the majority in the Senate, and it won't matter how much they're flapping their yap. And also, would you trade Biden for Bolton? Okay, if one side gets Biden, should the other side get Bolton? 803-0930. We'll be back after this. Hey, here's a deal of the day message. Sitting in a cold car is no fun, right, Ken? I'm sure of that. Skip scraping ice off your windshield with a credit card and get a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories right now. Get a $379 starter for just $279 only from GetMyPerks.com. Details at GetMyPerks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away. Say it to me now. Yeah, they're at GetMyPerks.com. Do you have a starter in your car?
No, I just got a new truck, and I didn't get the starter into it yet.
Oh, cool.
The remote starter. And I gave my other car to my kid who had the remote starter in there.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it transferred because he's going to need it.
But that's very helpful.
I need to get by B&R and see what can they do
yeah.
for me.
And a new truck. That's exciting for a guy. A new truck. Very nice.
Oh, yeah, it made me feel like a man.
Yeah, you've
again.
Been talking about getting a new vehicle a few times before. Right?
Yeah, I keep these things for 10 years. I mean, it's like.
10 years?
Oh, God, yeah.
Longer than you keep your girlfriend.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Especially that crazy one that's on Facebook who's accusing me all of this stuff.
That's all that's needed.
No, I'll need it.
So you and I have similar. A resume in the fact that I have been called out by the church, and you have been called out by a minister, not the church, I guess.
Well, it was his church.
So,
and it was my family's church.
Was it really?
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't believe anything they're saying. I'm with Hamilton. Give me that one.
All right. I'll sing a song like they did in the production of Hamilton.
You know, usually when we're watching or observing something out of Washington, it's something important, and we see a need for it. Whether we agree with it or not, we can say, okay, that's worth discussing and worth deliberating. This seems so worthless and useless, because if the House had come up with, 10 articles and 8 of them reached this, they only sent 2, and neither of them reached the high
criteria.
Yeah. So what's the point in it? I mean, unless we're ready to kick the Constitution to the curb, and I don't think most of us are. I think you could get some Democrats that might agree to that. I don't see the point in this. It's just I know you don't like the term waste of money, but it's a waste of no services or services that were not really needed. We knew the answer right away.
You know something? One of the best and most storied of all of the county legislators in Niagara County was a fellow named Philo Brooks. He was so highly esteemed that they named a building after him. Philo was one of the legislators that I really, really, really admired. And I've been following the Niagara County Legislature since 1981. Philo, I said to him many, many years ago, I asked him, I says, what is wrong with this county legislature? He says, Kenny, years ago, the legislature was composed of businessmen and farmers. And what happened is, and they have 2-year terms, he says, what happens is that for 18 months of our 24-month term, we are focused on the business of the county, and we only politic for 6 months. He says, nowadays, of the 24 months of term that the legislature has, they are politicizing this thing for 24 months. And I'm thinking that the House of Representatives is doing this too, making things up at a strategic time that it would give them the best possible position in the next election, which is crazy because you say throw the Constitution out. They're wiping their tail ends with this Constitution. They're not servicing the people. They're politicking. And the problem comes up to that we have created this situation ourselves as voters and constituents because we always want them doing something for us. And you got, what is it, I'm forgetting, in Congress, 450?
I don't know the number in front of me, but I was going to bring up what you just said, part of that. Yeah, they're saying, okay, this person might be in trouble because they're in a red state, but they're blue people, or mm-hmm. they're blue state and they're red yeah. people, and it depends on how they vote on this, and so that's what it is. It's like playing a game of a checkers, like 10 moves ahead to see how it's going to end up at the end. instead of worrying about is the evidence clear. This is an important issue. It seems like it's only brought up so that they can chew it up and throw spitballs at each other politically. And that's what you're talking about.
And in the end, and you talk about what's going to happen in the end, how many of these people in Congress have a business to which they need to go back and take care of? You've become millionaires by being legislators. So you don't, what do you care if you don't get reelected? You're a multimillionaire going out of Congress. Back when this was written, the Constitution, these people only
wanted
to—
I was there. I said, hey, Hamilton, yeah, your nephew, Ken Hamilton, thank you.
You need to quit. Back when the Constitution was written, all of these people were business people. And what they wanted to do was to serve government, serve the people for a short period of time, and then get back to their normal business.
To be doing, yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, what is the normal business of a politician? Rob Daly, who used to be our assemblyman up in Niagara Falls, said, he was in his office on, it was like the day or two before he left. He says, what I found out, the difference between the public service and private industry. In private industry, we produce towards a goal. In the public sector, the goal is producing. And what do they produce? Controversy, paperwork, laws, bills, and things like this, without the consequence of, well, what is the end game?
Yeah, like 11 amendments proposed by Chuck Schumer, in which they get to read the amendment, and they got an hour to debate it. So if they used all the time, that's 11 hours yesterday on the same damn amendment, which got shot down every time, tabled. Okay, Ken Hamilton is with us, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. How do you like the impeachment so far? And impeachment number two, Maxine Waters said, if this one doesn't work out, we're going to keep investigating. And Biden for Bolton, would you like to see both of them on the stand? On News Radio 930, now that would be worth watching.
Yeah, it would.
WBEN.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, Tony. Okay, Buzzy, are you ready to rumble? We may need your help here because I've got on the text screen, I've got one person calling out Ken and another person calling out me. And so we'll go over them, but it sounds like there could be a rumble. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, are you ready to rumble? Well, let's talk about this. The first text at 30930, I bet Ken drives a Ranger or a Canyon and calls it a truck. Now, Ken, they're questioning your masculinity on this. Tell me, do you care to tell us what the brand is of the truck you just got?
Yeah, I do drive a Ranger. She's a park ranger. She's about 5'4" tall.
Do you drive hard and put away wet?
You are such ungentlemanly.
Yeah, no, seriously, you want to tell us the brand?
I drive a Ram.
A Ram?
Ram.
My God, that's very manly.
Look out the window, Tony. You see that pretty blue machine sitting out there?
Does that thing have a Hemi?
Yeah, I wish I did. I'm glad I don't have a Hemi.
Why?
Them things suck gas.
So?
Well,
What's your point?
Do you have a point to make? Well, a Ram, you know, if you ask me about manly trucks, I'd say Jeep and Ram would be right at the top.
That's oh, right. Ram, right now, if you look at the inside Ram of a Ram pickup nice. Truck, they're gorgeous.
Beautiful. I don't even need a truck. I don't even want a truck because I'll be helping people move. But the bottom line is the Ram interior is fabulous.
It's I tell nice you. Truck. And you know the best looking thing in that Ram interior?
You.
Not you.
The cosmetic mirror that they have.
So you can see yourself. Okay, that's the one for him. So there, that we brushed that away.
Okay.
Here's mine. Same topic every day, 3 hours. You're boring. Well, they don't seem to get it. People don't really seem to get it, that we have to talk about what's going on that's important, that it affects a lot of people. What affects more Americans than having the president changed or not changed? That's what we, you know, I'd love to talk about, you know, do you want like wheat or rye at Wegmans?
Who has the best chicken sandwich? Call in now.
Exactly.
Hey. And 2 days ago, I swatted a mosquito in the house.
I saw that. Yeah, very
swatted
good.
A mosquito?
A mosquito.
He was so brave.
He was so impressed with himself, he posted it on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Now that's. And who says we're boring?
Yeah.
I got my pal here who swats mosquitoes. So, in
January, a mosquito. Mosquito.
Well, it was obviously on its way back from Florida. My sister was calling and complaining. It's hard to hear my sister complain. She lives in Florida that it's, you know, 40 or 50 degrees.
Yeah, that's for down there. That's
a friend of mine just posted it's 37 right now down there.
Yeah.
And the iguanas.
Not where she lives.
No.
She lives, it's a different temperature.
The iguanas are
falling out of
the trees.
Imagine iguanas falling out of the trees. I guess when it gets colder there, they don't move. And then pretty soon they lose their grip on the tree and they just fall off.
But they're not dead. They're not dead, so leave them be.
That is like, that's a horror movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, you're walking down something, falling, and it hit you in the head.
Some of them weigh 20 pounds.
Yeah.
How would you like a 20-pound anything hitting you in the head?
No.
Sandy, I thought that's what had happened to you. You know what I mean? Some of the things you'd be saying. Obviously, you've been down to Florida visiting your sister.
I haven't been to the iguana farm yet. Yes.
By the way, I do have something exciting. If the listener wants some exciting news, the ACC released their football schedules today.
I'm very happy.
Whoa! What's the ACC?
The Atlantic Coast Conference.
Atlantic.
Virginia Tech's in it.
Oh, you're talking about that high school
thank
stuff.
You. Thank
college.
You very much.
College.
Yeah,
well,
it's
now,
the same
do
thing.
You have? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You have some Facebooks for us, please. We're ready to field the questions.
All right. Now, the first game. No, I'm just.
Virginia Tech.
Our first texter is Nancy.
You're bringing
today.
Up football to Ken. Ken doesn't even know who's on the Bills, let alone Virginia
I tell
Tech.
You what, I'll tell you my football, professional football experience after the next break, okay?
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Nancy says, after one day, I've been confirmed what I thought, a complete waste of time, money, and lost opportunities.
That's exactly right. When I was a kid, on the report card, on the back, one of the things that would mark you on is time spent wisely. Okay? In other words, are you doing your studies and whatever? Are you just goofing around? I always fail that. But I think Congress should be voted on time spent wisely. The time they're spending on this is not time spent wisely. Do you think it is, Ken?
No, it's not. But then it indicates, actually, I just thought about this when you said that.
Good.
What happens is if they could take time for this, then there's nothing else in the world that needs any attention. And if there's nothing else in the world that needs any pressing attention, it would mean that Donald Trump's doing a good job.
Yeah, and think about it like this. The 100 senators, every one of them, are required to be there. They are required not to talk. They can only have milk and water. That's it. And so it must be tough for them. They can't have their phone. They can't have any electronic devices, although people have been seeing one
those
of them.
Those Apple Watches.
Yeah, Apple Watch and another one filling out a crossword puzzle. So that'll tell you here, the President of the United States' job is at stake and somebody's filling out a crossword puzzle. So they obviously are not taking it that seriously anyway. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi on late night with a late night alleged comedy show said, yes, but he'll be impeached forever. And she smiles like she's put that on his record. She's right. She's right. 200 years from now, they'll be saying that this president was impeached.
Which doesn't mean anything.
No,
was he thrown out of office?
No.
That's the only thing that means anything.
Yeah. Okay. Another one, Buzzy Beamer.
Of course, Sandy, will go with Ron.
Going with Ron?
Yes.
How nice of you.
It's 2020. That's okay
now. Very open of you. Yes, go ahead.
Ron says, not only is this a waste of our money, the fact that we have to at least pay some attention to what's happening to our president, it's also wasting a lot of time. I'm getting very annoyed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. One of the texts from yesterday, I remember it. I didn't get to it. I was going to, but then I got caught off on another tangent. It says, if this president is thrown out of office, I will never vote in this country again. And that's pretty serious stuff. That's the most precious thing we have is the vote. It's a part of what makes this country great. And if people are willing to give up on that because they see what it's turned into, I mean, that says a lot. It says a lot and meant a lot. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a reminder, in the next calendar year, Dan Nevereth and myself are teaming up with AAA, and we have three trips scheduled. The first one is the Russian trip, and that is June 24th to July 5th. The next one is a couple months after that. That's Alaska. And then next January, we're going to Australia. Okay, all the trips, we've done 10 so far. We've been all over the world, and every one of them has been sold out, and we get people who drop notes and emails and texts all the time about what a great time. The next one, June 24th to July 5th, Russia, should be fabulous. It's the Waterways of the Tsars, and it's quite a trip. It's 13-day cruise, Riverview staterooms for everybody, one complimentary shore excursion, and all the usual things of when you're on board the ship, they really treat you like a king. We've got 2 days in St. Petersburg, 2 days in Moscow aboard the Viking Rurik. Let's see, what are we going to see? The Russian ballet performance? I've talked to people who have seen that and said it's breathtaking. Let's see, St. Isaac's Cathedral, Peter and Paul Fortress, the Russian folklore performance as well. The Vodka Museum is on our list of things to see, along with doll making. I'm sure Ken would like that, so he'd have a little company at home. Not inflatable.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I bet you did. A visit to a typical Russian village. Now, here's something they do that's unusual. Okay, I didn't know that until I talked to Barbara from AAA. Certain families are willing to host members of a trip like we have on a cruise ship, where you actually go into their home, have a meal with them. I mean, all kinds of fun things and interesting things to do. The Bolshevik Theater, Red Square, St. Basil's Cathedral, the Gum Department Store, which is humongous, Red Square, Lenin's Tomb, Cosmonaut Museum. This is all on one trip. It's amazing. After this one, we'll go to Alaska and then, as I said, Australia. If you're interested in any of those, contact AAA at 1-844-688-7477. And the fun part about the trip, too, is that we all get to eat together and hang out together, and it's fun comparing notes. People really enjoy it. I've been trying to talk my friend Ken here into going, but apparently he'd rather have a blue, fabulous Ram truck. Well, that's a good choice, a Ram truck. It really is.
You know, I'm really trying to save up money so I could buy my house in West Africa is what I'm really doing.
You want to buy a house in West Africa?
I want to live there 5.5 months of the year.
Wow. What are you there for, the culture, to see what's going on or what?
Hey, I want to be with my peeps.
Really?
No, it's been 20 years since I've been there, and it was only 10 years ago that they stopped asking my friends who are from there, and some of them live here. You know, when I left, and for 10 years they would ask, my friend would come to me and say, Kenny, when are you coming back to my country? Everybody asking about you. They're saying, where is the fat, funny one?
You know, seriously, that's been one of the things on the table, considering future trips, is Africa. I was interested to see what they had available for these that fit into the way we do these trips in Africa, and so that might be coming up in the future.
Yeah, you know, I had asked you about that several years ago, and I'm glad that you know that you brought it up.
Yeah. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on with Ken Hamilton and Sandy Beach.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Kenny, it's nice to hear your voice, Ken, again, and it's nice to know you're always healthy, and I always remember how much how gracious you always talked about your wife, and you got such a great family. Off and on, read articles about your kids and stuff. That's you're a real pillar, that's for sure.
Enough of this love fest, Pete. what's going
on?
Yeah,
cut it out. Beamer's going to get jealous. Yeah,
well, what's going on, Pete?
I know. You know, okay, so I'm just going to pop over to this. Look, there's no question this is a ridiculous thing that's going on. And what I really don't like is you can find Justice Roberts at the end of the night said, look, you guys got to cut down the insults. But you're talking about Nadler, and you're talking about Schiff, people that have, you know, Schiff, a direct liar, all day long, not an opening. No, it was like an opening statement and just going after the president. I'm going to say this, that if the Republicans don't stand up and get that video played when they're allowed to, when the president's team's allowed to run the case, they've got to play that video of Joe Biden and say, why are we here?
That's a good point.
There you go.
I mean, he's documented to be doing that. All right. So do you think, is this a boring procedure? I know it's important, but...
Of course it is. Of course it is, Sandy, but it's the history of the United States being peed on right now from one of the greatest presidents there'll ever be when it comes to productivity. Sure, he's not the most gracious when it comes to speaking about certain things and stuff, but would you be if you were him? He's probably lost 25% of family value, his businesses. His family always gone after, never given a chance, okay? And this man deserves a chance. And if the Republicans don't fight back, well, I'll tell you what. Wonder why you never hear anything about Paul Ryan anymore. We know why.
I hear you loud and clear.
Hey,
thank
Pete.
You.
Pete, okay. Did you cut him off?
No. Go ahead.
Hey, Pete. One of the things that I could say that President Trump is like, he's like General Grant was when Lincoln got all of his generals together, and nobody was winning battles except for Grant. Remember? And so Lincoln,
remember, I wasn't there.
You said earlier you was with the Constitution when they started in Hamilton.
I'm not quite. That was 1860, right around there. Oh, my God.
And so, well, remember hearing about it.
Yeah.
But Grant was the only general of all of the generals who were actually winning battles. And Lincoln wanted to make him the general of the army because he knows how to run an army and win battles. And the rest of the general says, you can't because Grant is a drunkard. He's drunk all of the time. And Lincoln said, then what I need to do is provision a case of whiskey for all of my generals, right? And so now you look at Trump here, and you talked about the productivity. And this is what you're looking for, not somebody to like, but somebody who can actually produce. That's what the job is, who could produce good things, because production itself is not necessarily good. Producing the things that move the country forward is good. And so if you could get someone in there who can do that, what do we care what their personality is?
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And think about it. The two acts, two articles of neither one of them reach the level of a crime, let alone high crime and misdemeanor.
Do you remember that show called House where the doctor was just he was a miserable.
Yeah.
I ask people, I says, if I'm on my dying bed and I had to choose between Dr. House and Dr. Welby, give me Dr. House all of the time. I don't want somebody holding my hand as I die. I want somebody cussing me out and healing me.
And House was an excellent show. There's a good one now. There's two. One called, The Good Doctor, which is an excellent show. And another is The Internist. I can't think of the title, but they're both good, and I watch them every week.
Oh, the doctor show that I watch, there's four doctors in it. Well, three doctors in it.
Is there a copay?
No. But that show is called... I'm going to go.
Memory, yes. Thank you, Ken, for taking your memory pill.
It's called
arriving.
The Big Bang Theory, you know.
Hey, Sandy,
we're not interested in Friday nights at Ken's house.
Sandy, there's a new medical show you're going to want to catch.
What's that?
It's a doctor that pops pimples.
I saw that on the menu, pimple popper.
I saw the promo. I was like, I've never seen anything so disgusting in my life.
I'm thinking just the title is disgusting. I never clicked it on. I didn't know.
Oh, gross.
He actually is.
She.
That's entertainment?
For somebody, it must be.
What happened is, I said, when we all have 500 channels, I said this years ago, They're going to need product. There's Absolutely. No way you can have quality product for that many channels. And this is the kind of stuff you get? Somebody actually popping a pimple?
I can't believe anyone would watch it.
Oh, well, at least you knew about it. Thank you. Why don't you watch it and report on it?
Oh, no, thank you.
Come
I just
on.
Saw the promo. I don't know what I was watching.
We
want to
make you
on.
the roving reporter.
So now let's ask that one caller that said that this show was boring. Ask her or him. Is it any better
it
now?
It couldn't be more exciting. Well, we got the 11 o'clock cash code. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. It's Glitter. G-L-I-T-T-E-R. Glitter. Send Glitter to 72881, and you might win $1,000 in cash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.